listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
In today's short devotional, I want to talk to you about a time when God confronted sin in the life of King David. I'm going to read to you from 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 5 and 6, where we read this. So David's anger was greatly aroused against the man, and he said to Nathan, "As the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die, and he shall restore fourfold for the lamb, because he did this thing because he had no pity." This man after God's heart, King David, endured a year of his heart cold towards God. The sweet psalmist of Israel was silent. He was conscious of his sin, yet not truly convicted of it yet. Finally, the great mercy of God reached from heaven to earth and prompted David's friend, that is the prophet Nathan, to come and to tell a story. It was a simple story. It dealt with shepherds and sheep, things that David knew about long before he was a king or even before he was famous for killing Goliath. In Nathan's story, a rich man with many sheep stole the dear lamb of his poor neighbor simply because the rich man would not say no to his greedy impulses. When David heard the story, he immediately reacted. After all, he was the king of Israel, and such crimes should not be allowed in his kingdom. In fact, our text from 2 Samuel tells us that David's anger was greatly aroused. Nathan did not ask David for a judicial decision. He was just telling him a story. And David naturally assumed that the story was true. But David immediately passed sentence on the guilty man of Nathan's story. Though David was guilty of a far greater crime than stealing a lamb, he had no trouble passing a harsh sentence on the one who was guilty of a lesser crime, at least in Nathan's story. David did what most of us do at one time or another. We often try to rid our guilty consciences by passing judgment on someone else. Yet, in condemning the sin of the man in the story that Nathan told, David really condemned himself. And when David later saw this, it was an essential step in his restoration. David had to condemn his own sin before he could find forgiveness. We often try to find refuge in excusing or minimizing or deflecting the blame of our sin, and we do not simply condemn sin in ourselves. It's interesting that David said, "He shall restore fourfold for the lamb." First of all, it showed that David knew the truth about repentance. David rightly knew that penalizing the rich man, even with death, wasn't enough. The guilty man also had to restore something. David knew that true repentance means restitution wherever possible. Even more so, it is significant to see that David commanded that the guilty man restore fourfold. This shows that David's sin and his hardness of heart, it didn't diminish his knowledge of the Bible. He immediately knew what the Bible said about those who steal sheep. Exodus chapter 22, verse 1 says this, "If a man steals an ox or a sheep and slaughters it or sells it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep." David knew that the words of the Bible were there and that they were true, but he was distant from the author of the scriptures. Friend, does that describe you? A person can be an absolute Bible scholar and still be out of fellowship with the author of the Bible. One can know doctrinal truth and be able to defend it against all opponents and still be out of relationship with the God of all truth. Knowing the words of truth doesn't necessarily mean that you know the God of truth. Like every one of us, David had to bring his relationship with God back into line with his knowledge of God. I pray that for you today, that you would have a proper knowledge of God and that you would build upon that with a proper relationship with God. Pursue that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.